Good evening. You're listening to The Feeling of Jazz here on Lakeshore Public Radio 89.1 FM. I'm your co-host, Kent Lindquist. My co-host, Dr. Al Carnes, is taking a well-deserved break this week, so I'll forge ahead on my own. And we're here every Sunday night from approximately 8 to 10 with some of the finest in modern mainstream jazz, so we hope you'll stick around tonight and every Sunday night for some swinging sounds. Tonight we're going to highlight the music of Duke Ellington. Of course, Duke Ellington was an icon who had his own orchestra for about 50 years and composed innumerable tunes that were played by jazz artists all down through the years. We're going to do the work of Duke Ellington, but we're going to do the work of Duke Ellington by artists other than Duke Ellington. So we're going to kick it off with an Ellington composition, Things Ain't What They Used to Be, from a Pabbo album called The Memories of Duke, led up by Clark Terry on trumpet, Joe Pass on guitar, Ray Brown on bass. And so let's listen to Things Ain't What They Used to Be. Thank you. great old Ellington composition and things that ain't what they used to be. It was Clark Terry on trumpet leading up his little group that included Joe Pass on guitar, Ray Brown on bass. And that was from Clark's album, Memories of the Duke, cut on the Pablo label. As I stated at the top of the show, we're doing compositions by Duke Ellington, by artists other than Duke Ellington. We're going to now move to a Duke composition, Just Squeeze Me, But Don't Just Tease Me. And this is by Miles Davis from his Prestige album, simply called Miles, cut in November 55. And this is Miles Davis' classic quintet. It was one of the better recorded jazz quintets of all time. Included, of course, Miles on trumpet, John Coltrane on tenor sax, Red Garland on piano, Paul Chambers on bass, Billy Joe Jones on drums, cut in November 1955 on the Prestige label. Let's listen to Just Squeeze Me. Thank you. was a nice, easy groove on Just Squeeze Me, an Ellington composition done by Miles Davis from his Prestige album, Miles. Some fine piano work there by Red Garland. Tenor sax man was John Coltrane. That was a classic Miles Davis quintet of the mid-50s. Okay, now we're going to turn to a ballad that Ellington wrote that I think is a gorgeous thing that isn't played nearly enough. This is from an album by tenor sax man Buddy Tate. And along with Buddy Tate on tenor sax, we have Clark Terry on trumpet, Tommy Flanagan on piano, Larry Gales on bass, Art Taylor on drums. This is from a Prestige Swingville album called Tate to Tate, cut on October 18th, 1960. Let's listen to All Too Soon.
Thank you.
gorgeous ballad that was written by Duke Ellington, beautifully played for you by Buddy Tate on tenor sax, backed up by Clark Terry on trumpet, Tommy Flanagan on bass, on piano, Larry Gales on bass, Art Taylor on drums, from Buddy Tate's Prestige Swingville album, Tate to Tate, cut in October of 1960. Now we're going to turn to one of my favorite trombone players and one of my favorite tenor men doing an Ellington composition in a mellow tone. And along with Bill Harris on trombone and Ben Webster on tenor sax, we've got the droll Jimmy Rawls on piano, the great Red Mitchell on bass, Stan Levy on drums. It's recorded in Hollywood in 1957 from a fantasy album called Bill Harris and Friends. Thank you. A note at the top of the hour. We're highlighting this week the compositions of Duke Ellington by artists other than Duke Ellington. And there you heard Bill Harris on trombone leading up his little group that composed of Ben Webster on tenor sax, Jimmy Rawls on piano, Red Mitchell on bass, Stan Levy on drums, from an album called Bill Harris and Friends, cut on the Fantasy label in September of 57. We're going to turn now to an album that was cut by the great bassist Ray Brown. And the album is called Ray Brown Trio, Seven Steps to Heaven, includes the incomparable Benny Green on piano, Gregory Hutchison on drums, and Ilf Wakenhuis on guitar. This is a Telarc album, and the composition by Duke Ellington we're going to hear is Cottontail. Was a composition played by the Duke Ellington Orchestra all down through the years. written, of course, by Duke Ellington, who is our highlight artist composer tonight, with artists other than Duke Ellington playing his compositions. That was Cottontail. Ray Brown there on bass, leading up his trio from his album on the Telarc label called Seven Steps to Heaven, with Gregory Hutchinson on drums, Benny Green on piano, and Ulf Wickenus on guitar. Going to now move to another accomplished piano player, and backing, that's Andre Previn, and he's going to play I Got It Bad and That Ain't Good from his Telarc album, Andre Previn, After Hours with Joe Pass and Ray Brown. Of course, we just heard Ray Brown on bass leading up his own group. He now serves as a sideman to Andre Previn on his next track, I Got It Bad and That Ain't Good. Thank you. Ah, classic Ellington composition, played all dawn through the years. I got a bed and that ain't good. And that was Andre Previn you heard there on piano from his album After Hours with Joe Pass and Ray Brown. Of course, Ray Brown on bass, Joe Pass on guitars. That was cut in Pasadena, California in March 29th of 1989. Next up is the Duke Ellington composition, Solitude, which was a great hit for Duke Ellington and has been played all down through the years. This particular composition is being played tonight by Joe Pass on guitar and his little group, backed up by Joe Pisano on acoustic guitar, Jim Hugard on bass, Colin Bailey on drums. This is from a Pablo album called Summer Nights that was cut in Hollywood in 1989. Let's listen to Solitude. Thank you. Duke Ellington's Solitude, as played by Joe Pass there on electric guitar. It was a little group that Joe Pass worked with for several years. Besides Joe on electric guitar, we had John Paisano on acoustic guitar, Jim Hugard on bass, and Colin Basie on drums from a Pablo album called Summer Nights. We've been listening to Feeling Jazz for a better part of the last hour here on Lakeshore Public Radio 89.1 FM. I hope you enjoyed the sounds. We're going to take a little break for the news at the top of the hour, which is only about a five-minute break, and then we'll be back for approximately one more hour of fine swinging sounds tonight, of course, highlighting the compositions of Duke Ellington played by artists other than Duke Ellington. We're going to close out with a composition by Duke Ellington that turned into a monster hit and was done by innumerable artists down through the years, Satin Doll. This is by pianist Oscar Peterson from his album Summer Night in Munich. And Oscar's on piano, Ulf Wegeness on guitar, Niels Hestøy Orpedic on bass, Barton Drew on drums. This was recorded live at the München Philharmonic in München, Germany in 1998.